103.2 Dublin City FM. This is Mental Wealth with Brian Green. Good afternoon. If you want to get in touch with the programme, give us an email at mentalwealth@dublincityfm.ie. On today's programme, I'm talking with Bibi Baskin. Bibi Baskin, hello.
Hello. Lovely to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation, Brian.
You're very welcome. You're working away in the area of wellness, and that crosses over into mental wealth and mental health. And you've a couple of events happening that we'll get into in a bit. But people will know you from the television and the radio and your career. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, it really falls into what I would call different phases or different chapters. There was a phase when I worked in RTE, primarily on television, although I started there on radio. And then there was a shorter London phase where I worked with BBC Radio and ITV Television. And then there was a very long stint indeed in my beloved India.
Wow. What is the attraction with India or the connection?
The attraction and the connection are simply this, that long before I went there for the first time, which was in 2001, I had developed a huge interest for about two decades in an Indian system of wellness called Ayurveda. And when I decided that I didn't want to continue on with broadcasting, I thought I'd take a holiday. And I thought I'd go to that part of India where the wellness system started 5,000 years ago. And that was what brought me there. And then I liked so much what I saw that I stayed. And the three-week holiday became 15 years. So that was what took me to India, just on spec. And then I liked so much what I saw that I decided to stay. And eventually, I became a hotelier. And the Heritage Hotel that I created also had a little Ayurvedic center in it. So it felt almost like coming full circle.
Tell me this name, I'm not catching it. Is it Ayurveda? Is that what it is?
It's Ayurveda. And I haven't met anybody yet who's heard it for the first time and could quite manage it. Ayurveda, A-Y-U-R-V-E-D-A. And it means the science of life. So it's a fully-fledged medical system that takes in psychology as well as the physical stuff. And that's what I like about it. It's holistic. It treats each and every one of us and each and every one of your listeners today. It treats you as an individual with a mind, a body, and possibly a spirit.
And tell me, like, is it a kind of a morning till sleep kind of thing where you check in with yourself and you meditate and have time to kind of take on board what's happening and all that? And then opposed to that you get on with the rest of the day as well?
It's precisely that. In fact, one of the podcasts that I published there a while ago, I think I called it the 5-minute meditation. And for the busy people of Ireland who are always saying they're so busy, I say to you, get up 5 minutes earlier and get the kitchen to yourself and do this 5-minute meditation. And it will calm you for a very large part of the rest of the day. So you do that and then you get on with the business of living in 2019 in a modern Western country.
I remember my kitchen when I was a very small child, and it would get up in the morning and it would be nice and quiet, and then the RTE transmitters would come on and O'Donnell O'Boo, the jingle would start playing. And it was almost like that kind of, there was a time in our lives when there wasn't 24/7 Twitter and Facebook and interruptions and notifications and Bluetooth and all sorts of things going on. We thought we had it when we got text, but then we've had so much since then after SMS. How do you declutter and get that stuff out of your life? Do you just reject it, or what do you do?
No, actually, the odd thing is that I didn't bother with it at all when I lived in India. And when I came back to Ireland about 4 or 5 years ago now, fortunately, I had a good friend who taught social media and who also had a very stubborn mind. And he insisted that I should get involved. So a very reluctant newcomer to social media was me about 4 or 5 years ago. And now I love it. And I'm very much part of it. And it's very much part of my life. But I wouldn't let it rule me. And for decluttering, I just take a day or two every now and again, unscheduled. And I think, I'm not touching that stuff today. And it works very well. But I do find it, apart from the social aspect of it, it's very useful for learning new things and for connecting with people who know more. And particularly for me on the wellness front, and also I have a great love for food, and I've made some great connections through it. Or to put it another way, when I moved to where I'm now living in Cork 4 or 5 years ago, I only knew three people from way back. And now I know, my goodness, I don't know, hundreds. And that's all through social media.
Brilliant. While we are talking social media, and you've mentioned already the podcast, tell me a bit about that. This is plug number one. Where's your podcast and what's it all about?
Well, the podcasts are all about wellness, and they are written by me and produced by Alan Hennessy from Compass Media, who would be one of the top experts on podcasts in this country. So I decided to keep them very short and just create one wellness idea for each podcast. Now, I know that there are podcasts for maybe an hour long, but you know, you're the expert on podcasts, Brian, but I think sometimes you have people interviewing for an hour who have no interviewing skills and who rather more like the sound of their own voice. So I can't be having that. I keep mine very short, and I hope they work. And then I back them up with little homemade videos, about 15 seconds. Again, just one wellness idea in them. And what I do is I go outside early in the morning, and I make this little homemade video of nature. It might be birds or the sky or flowers, and I'll introduce a concept. And they seem to work very well. So I'm very much enjoying this type of modern broadcasting.
I stayed quiet and didn't interrupt you, but I have to say I do know Alan Hennessy, and he is an expert in podcasting. Well worth checking out Compass Media. I'm going to do something, I haven't prearranged this, but let's have a listen to one of your podcasts now.
Welcome to BB's Wellness Wisdom Podcast, helping you create wellness in your life.
Hello. Have you ever been around someone who yaks in your ear all the time? The type who is most definitely not a good listener. Well, wait a minute. Could it be you? I hope not. But they do exist. Now, I remember years ago, I came across someone who'd been on a listening course. And I thought, why would anyone throw good money away on something that is so obvious and easy? I truly thought, what a load of rubbish. I was wrong. There are so many people who fail to do the simplest things that you and I take for granted, and listening attentively is one of them. It's also called mindful listening. Now, some of you will know that I used to work as a TV presenter, and certainly then, the presenter's main aim was to listen attentively. Oh yeah, and ask a few questions too, of course. Well, it's a vital component part of that career, and you know, the practice sticks with me well. But like you, I've often been in conversation with people when you can tangibly see that their mind is wandering. The first sign is a glassy look that comes into their eyes. They don't know that you can see it, but you can. And you can also feel it. Then you momentarily become more concerned with how to get their attention back than with the point that everybody's trying to make. Oh, it's a damn nuisance. Here are some of the bad habits they are practicing. First of all, they're allowing their minds to race ahead. Proof of this is when they interrupt you. Think about it. If they were listening with attention to you, you would have had them nearly captivated. And then, what was going on when they were consciously or unconsciously formulating their answer? You were talking, but as sure as hell they weren't listening. Damn annoying, eh? This happens too because many people find it more difficult to stay in the present moment. And this is a classic case of that. More on that topic, by the way, the power of now, in another podcast. But what's the remedy? Well, if it's you, when your mind wanders, bring it back. Bring it back to the conversation. Be aware that it has gone away somewhere else. Bring it back and discipline yourself to stay focused. Now, that might sound easy, but it actually takes practice. Well worth it, though. Then there's another problem with this listening business. They can have a tendency to prejudge the outcome of what you're saying, and that can get in the way too. Now, this is sometimes a defense mechanism. They want to stop you before you get to the part where you will disagree with them. So they interrupt you instead and cut you off. What's the remedy to that? Stop creating preconceived notions and make your judgment according to what you hear rather than what you hope you will hear. Then another one. Some people interrupt because they dread an awkward silence once you've finished your chat. So, the remedy? Keep eye contact as you ponder what to say next. You know yourself, communication is not only about words, it's also about a certain amount of body language. So use your eyes in this case to show that you're still in the zone. And then finally, the biggest conversationalist sin of all. They have decided on the outcome they want before they listen to the other side. Well, if you go down this road, you may just miss out on some life-changing nuggets of wisdom that could really enhance your own decisions and your own life. So in that case, you're not only a poor listener, but a poor student too. So go on, give it a go.
You can follow Bibi on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram, or visit her website at bibibaskin.wordpress.com. Bibi's Wellness Wisdom Podcast is produced by compassmedia.ie.
And you've been listening to Bibi Baskin, her podcast. Give us the name of the podcast again, Bibi.
Bibi's Wellness Wisdom.
Wellness Wisdom, that's the
Wellness one. Wisdom, produced by Compass Media, which is with a K.
And how often do they come out? You get like
Well, now, that's a good question for this reason. I am not a girl of routine. I think routine stultifies any kind of creativity and doesn't really lead to a great deal of contentment either. So I refuse to be bound as much as possible by routine. And so when I can decide whenever I want to, with Alan's schedule, of course, to record a podcast, I'll do that. So it might be once a week. It hasn't been on any regular basis in January, but roughly speaking, once a week, and not at the same time. But you'll always find them on Twitter, on Facebook. You'll find an ad for them on Instagram, and they all go on YouTube, and they're on my website, which is just bibibaskin.ie.
Bibi, the reason why we have you on the radio, there's a couple of things coming up that you want to tell us about, and you have a Words and Wellness Day coming up on March the 2nd. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, that's called Suaveness, which is the Irish word really for tranquility. It's a workshop, a one-day workshop in the Grand Hotel in Malahide, and I will be leading that workshop together with Gerard Byrne, who's the Irish Literary Times editor and a published author and a poet as well, actually, a novelist and a poet. And it's really a day where we look at the transformative power of words and the healing power of words. And Gerard leads the group very gently towards greater self-expression through words and writing, with a view to de-stressing and lowering anxiety levels. And I give a motivational talk that's based all around bringing change into your life. Now, not the sad type of change that can happen, say, when a loved one dies or you lose your job, but I mean lovely change that you can welcome in that will bring you greater contentment and possibly even happiness. And I illustrate that by looking at my own life, how I left RTE and changed that to go and work in London, and then left that and changed again and went to work in India. So that's the gist of that workshop, March 2nd Grand Hotel.
And tell me, is it more for people who are wordsmiths and writers, or is it for people who want a bit of wellness?
It's not for professional writers at all. It's for really the likes of me and anybody else who wouldn't consider ourselves professional writers and who want to improve those skills and who also want to go on a little self-exploratory journey through words and writing. So that's the aim. And we did our first one in Galway last November, and it worked very well. Very well indeed. So we're only going to do three in the year. And this is another one now coming up.
So this is the Dublin leg of the Ireland tour. Can you tell us, where can people get more details about Words and Wellness?
I believe we're on Eventbrite. And if you look on Twitter or Facebook, you'll find me and Gerard putting it out there. And you can also contact Gerard and talk to him. I have a number. May I give it out?
You can indeed.
Gerard's number is 083-856-1559.
And we'll repeat that again maybe at the end of the programme. But you can get tickets on Eventbrite for Words and Wellness. Just give that a Google and you'll probably find it. March the 2nd is the date and it's in the Grand Hotel in Malahide, North County Dublin. You have another event that kicks off on the 19th of March. Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. This is a bit of a treat, really, for me. It's a wellness tour that I'm leading on behalf of Joe Walsh Tours. We all know Joe Walsh Tours.
Yep.
I think it's the oldest tour operator in Ireland. So they are getting together a group of no more than 30 people, and I will be bringing them to my part of India, Kerala, on a wellness tour in which we will do sightseeing, as you might expect from a holiday. We're going to look at spice plantations. We'll see where ladies are out picking tea leaves, the stuff that you drink every day, its origins. But of course, we're going to have massage and yoga as well. And I'll be giving a talk or two on wellness and other related things. So there are only 2 seats left at the moment, and 30 is our max. I'm very excited about that, Brian, because I'm going back to my old haunts and I know it so well.
How many days in India will this be?
It's 11 nights, 12 days. And you could get all that information at joewalshtours.ie, or you could give them a ring in Dublin.
And has the tour got a particular name? Is it like Touring with BB, or what have we got?
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea. I would think it's called a wellness tour. But all you do is you ring them up or you look on the website under their wellness section and you'll find it there. Or you ring them up and say, that tour to India that BB Baskin is going on.
And it's Joe Walsh Tours, everybody. Tell me where, this is radio, so we have to paint pictures with words. Where in India are you talking about geographically, and what is the place like?
Oh, well, I know it so well. It's down at the very south, and it's a long strip of a state with a tropical climate and with very kind and gentle people. And from a tourism point of view, it is just that, kind and gentle. Whereas the North Indian tourism, that was developed earlier and is much more aggressive. So you'll meet a lot of interesting Indian people along the way. They'll be serving you in some situations, and there'll be talks here and there, as I mentioned earlier. And you, of course, have wonderful South Indian food, which is very different to the food that we get in our takeaways and Indian restaurants in Ireland. Very interesting stuff, and you don't have to worry about the spices. These hotels are all 4 to 5 star, so they know how to cater to the European palate. Not a problem.
Am I thinking kind of the Sri Lanka kind of end of India?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell us about the people. What are the people like?
Well, I think that was the main reason I stayed there. The people are so gentle and kind to you and want to help you. And maybe it's because you're a European, you know, you're very special to them and they kind of spoil you. So it's a lovely experience. I wouldn't have stayed otherwise.
Is there any kind of remnants of the empire and Britain in this part of India?
No, not really, except in the attitude. And, you know, it's an attitude towards one particular thing which has been on social media just a few days ago about over the Brexit stuff, you know, about the English language and how the English basically got rid of the Gaeligar, the Irish language. And there were a lot of people, you know, who were quite affronted by that, naturally. But the people of South India have a different attitude. They would have assumed in many cases that I was English, not Irish. Because in many cases then, which is now 20 years ago, they had never heard of Ireland. It's different now. But they would say, thank you, madam, for introducing us to an international language. Now, we Irish have a very different attitude. But I thought that was very heartwarming.
Absolutely. We're going to just recap on the 2 events. March the 19th is the India tour with Joe Walsh Tours, and March 2nd, Grand Hotel Malahide, Words and Wellness. Maybe to finish off, Bibi, can you tell us, what does BB Baskin do to relax and to, you know, practice what you preach? What is your favourite kind of go-to things to get your mind rested and peaceful?
What do I do? Can I give you a one-word answer?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Just you actively do nothing.
that always stuns people. You know, I bring it into the motivational talks as well, because I'm saying to people, and I believe it, that if you want to still the mind, you really have to do that by doing nothing. You could also do meditation. That's a separate subject. But for me, I will always put into the diary a trevsha, a period of time in which I do nothing. And I think that's very necessary. And one of the things that certainly alarms me about the island of today is that too many people are far too busy. And they're rushing around. And being busy has become almost heroic. People will say, oh, I had a great week last week. I was so busy. And they don't seem to realize that that is not good for your mental health. So I do that. And then I also do a little bit of meditation. Now, some people are a bit scared of meditation. They think you either have to be a hippie or some kind of guru up the side of a mountain in Nepal. Not at all. It's just a little bit of living in the present moment and noticing everything that's going on around you and developing a sense of gratitude for that. It's a great contributory factor to a sense of happiness and well-being.
Brilliant. It sounds like you've got it all sorted. Is there a book in the offing? Are you going to put pen to paper and tell us about these things in the way that we can read it at our own pace?
Well, the blogs exist and there's a lot of it in that. The podcasts are there for those who prefer audio. But I am at the moment putting together a book of my favourite quotations about wellness, because in the little homemade podcast, it's just one idea of wellness. And very often it's a quote. But I have my own quotes that I've been creating and collecting over the years. So that's in the offing. And let's hope it sees the light of day soon.
Bibi, it's been wonderful hearing your voice here again on the airwaves in Dublin on Dublin City FM. Can you just give us back to the phone number for Gerard Byrne? Just a repeat on that.
Indeed. It's 083-856-1559.
And that's for March the 2nd in the Grand Hotel Malahide, Words and Wellness.
That's right. Also called Suidness, Tranquility.
Tranquility.
The Irish language word. Suidness, Words and Wellness would be...
Suidness.
Yeah. But if you contact me on Twitter or any of those platforms, or Jared as well, we'll be able to give you more details.
Bibi Baskin, it's been wonderful talking to you today. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. I've enjoyed it too.
Some nice Indian music suggested by BB, and we're going to use this as we head into some of the mental wealth events that are on in Dublin this week. Mind Your Head is on at BIM, and that's the Coombe, 115 the Coombe, Dublin 8. I think it's Francis Street, and it's on tomorrow at 2:30 to 5 o'clock, an evening of mindfulness, movement and music for all our college clouded heads, providing an introduction to the practice of mindfulness and a safe space for expression and movement. That's Mind Your Head at BIM, 230 Francis Street, February the 6th. Also, I'd like to tell you about Smart Talks, a series of professional development talks for artists and creatives. Claire Meany, Acting Arts Director at Waterford Healing Arts Trust, WAT, and Emma Eager, Project Coordinator at artsandhealth.ie, the nationwide website for arts and health, will talk about arts and health practice in Ireland as part of Smart Talks. Where is it on? The Mart Gallery, 190 Ratmines Road Lower. It's on February 7th, that's Thursday, from 1 to 2, The Mart Gallery, 190 Ratmines Road Lower. And it's free in. Smart Talks is where you'll get that. And you can get booked in and registered at Eventbrite. Thirdly, we have a movie screening, Resilience, the Biology of Stress and the Science of Hope. It's all part of a series of talks. And they are on in the Oblet Basketball Club, Tyrconnell Road in Inchicore. It's on Thursday at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And it's well worth checking out. If you just search on Eventbrite for Resilience from ACE, A-C-E. 103.2 Dublin City FM, this is Mental Wealth. And we have some music in the post or from Mick Hanley actually sent this over. So we're going to play it. We've played it and it is really, really nice. So we're going to play it for you right away. It's from Ro, Northern Ireland's Music Prize Award winner. And Ro is taking on stigma of mental health in a new single called Down Days. It was released on the 1st of February and it's available everywhere now. Ro and Down Days to play us out. Have a great week. Take care, everybody. Goodbye.
I've been shaking, guessing all the memories I've made. When I think back on the days beside them, how many hours I've spent hiding on my own. Now I could never lie to you. I grew up taught to tell the truth, but it's hard when I start speaking. I'm a mess, but I'm still trying, and I have my down days every so often. And it feels like I'm falling now, but I'll get up again. And I know I can't explain the way I'm feeling. That's an issue, but I have my down days as much as anyone. I forgot to call you back on purpose, and you don't deserve it, no, neither does anyone. But I can't make myself pick up the phone, and I'm a bit disturbed at times, lost in my own state. As much as anyone.